Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me. I have a beautiful poem I found that I would like to share with you this morning. It is a poem that I know will touch your heart. It is by Georgie Winfrey, who is a Native American poet. Listen to these beautiful words, and let's start our program this day with this idea and this consciousness. The title of the poem is I Am a Millionaire. I've got my name on the river. I've got my name on the sea. I've got my name on the summer skies. They all belong to me. I've got my name on the violets that grow in their corner fair. And wherever nature has planted peace, my name is written there. As far as my eye can travel, from where I stand to the sun, I've got my name on all the things I see, and I own them, every one. I've got my name on the singing birds that mate when the spring is new. But I won't be selfish with all these things. I'll share them, friend, with you. There is no deed to the river. There is no lock on the sea. Not all the power in all the world can take their joy from me. There is no fence in the heavens. No vaults hold the sunset gold. And the earth is mine, and the heavens are mine, till all the suns grow cold. And though I may be a pauper, and stand in rags apart, I'm richer than all the kings there are, if peace is in my heart. The stars are my thousand jewels, and life is my bread and wine, and all that I see was made for me, and all that I love is mine. My friends, what do you love today? Beginning with yourself, the awareness of love and action in you as you begins to manifest in a whole new way if you allow yourself to understand that love made you out of itself, and if you think as love thinks, maybe you could rethink something in your life today. Wherever your mind goes, your world follows. This is true of everyone, everywhere, whether you're a Buddhist or a Baptist. Your life, my life, all life is the life of God, infinite intelligence in action. In John 5:26, it says, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given it to the Son to have life in himself." It was Meister Eckhart who pointed out that God only beget one Son that forever is begetting itself in everyone. That includes you and me and everyone everywhere. On page 477 in the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Ernest Holmes says, "Man is a threefold principle of life and action. He is spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, the conscious mind and action. Soul, the law that operates on the choices we make, and body, the result of those choices. Your world is thick thought. Your thinking, moving through law, becoming experience." A lot of times we hear people say that they're going through a low period, a lifeless period, a nonsense period in their own experience. That can last as long as you give power to it. If you keep thinking the same old way, you'll have the same old experience. So the challenge is to understand that today is new, this morning is new, waiting for your next idea. What's it going to be? Think about what you think about. Now, you may very well have been experiencing something less than the beautiful, or you have a challenge that you need to meet at the moment, or you have an ambition, a goal, a desire to demonstrate something more in your life. I was friends of the wonderful singer Peggy Lee. Peggy was raised by Ernest and Hazel Holmes. And isn't it great we can still find her music and play it and celebrate her wonderful life, her wonderful consciousness, and her wonderful song, Is That All There Is? How many of you this morning have looked at your life and say, is that all there is? Well, the universe says, of course not. The universe says, you are what you think about. Every moment is new. You can demonstrate something new in your life as your life any moment you choose to become still and know that there is a power that knows what to do and how to do it. All you have to do is give it the consciousness it needs to demonstrate the beautiful, the change for the better, the health, the happiness, the prosperity that is yours by right of consciousness. Now, if you're going through boredom, if you're going through inertia about your greater good, if this happens to you, all you have to do is remind yourself that right now, in this moment, you are deeply involved in the glory of this thing called life, the livingness of life in action. You see, there's a power that created everything. There's a power that not only created everything, it created you out of itself, and it is still creating everything in existence. All it's waiting for in your event is your next idea. Someone said that we are recipients of and participants in the life principle. What a great idea. What does this make you? And well, it makes you and me and everyone everywhere a distributor of this potential. So how are you using the potential? We're told with God, all things are possible. And where are you going to go where God is not? It's a circumference that has no center. It has no experience outside of itself. Why? As Emerson said, it's a circle that has no circumference. So everything is in the center of it. So the question you need to ask yourself this morning, and I will ask myself, is what kind of life are you distributing for yourself? What kind of life are you distributing for the people in your world around you? Your home, your work, your play, God, infinite spirit, divine life. We are told by the greatest teachers who ever lived that it is volition. And this volition, operating as self-will, expresses itself how? It expresses itself through law. Infinite intelligence made all of us in its likeness, we are told. And if we wake up to this awareness, if we wake up to this great understanding, we can actually think ourselves as co-creators with this infinite intelligence, a world beyond anything we've ever dreamed of. We can construct our lives any way we choose to do so. I'm teaching a class right now on The Power of Decision. It's the wonderful book by Dr. Raymond Charles Barker. Great, great book. Great lesson, great understanding. He was a great teacher and I loved him dearly. He made a major impact on so many people here in the Bay Area, and he was our guest many, many times in Fremont at the Center for Spiritual Living to teach and to share his consciousness with us. Dr. Barker shared in so many different ways with all of the New Thought movement, unity, divine science, religious science. I would like to share a spiritual mind treatment by Dr. Raymond Charles Barker. And as I read these words to you, let your mind embody them as your way. Listen to it in first person. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker affirmed in this treatment, I determine my own good. God, omnipotent, created me as a free and full expression of itself. I have the freedom of the mind which brought me forth to express its ideas. I choose, and divine law produces. There is no power to hinder me, and no law to refuse me. All of life is mine to use for good, and this I do. I determine my own results. I blame no one for my mistakes, not even myself. I refuse to believe that the world acts upon me, for I know that I act upon the world to demonstrate what I want. Today, I have unlimited health. As I praise life, health, strength, and vitality, they arise within me and give themselves through me. I am constantly renewed by inner power. I accomplish without strain. All things are made easy, and all work is a pleasure. I rejoice in my God-given health. I rejoice in the power and the strength that is mine. Today, I have peace of mind. It matters not what others believe nor what others do. My peace comes from my knowledge of my God as my source, my life, and my deliverance. I give thanks that this is so, and so it is. Raymond Charles Barker. What a beautiful affirmation. You have a legacy, my friends, a legacy that is unlimited. You have a legacy from infinite mind in you as you that knows again what to do, how to do it. It is your very own. No one can use it for you or hinder your use of it. Now think about this today. Just think of your power of choice. You see, you have a limitless power to create, and this limitless power that made you out of itself made you to create. What more could you ask? All you have to do is discover what you are. With all that getting, get the understanding, what of the truth of yourself. And when you do this, you will understand very clearly that you have already been given the means to build interesting, happy, healthy, prosperous lives, creative lives. Your part is to use this gift in a positive way. What are we told? It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. My friends, this gift has already been given to you. It arrived when you arrived. It is you. Now, what do the teachers tell us? What are the clearest minds throughout the age? What have they shared with us? What can we embody from their clear understanding? What we can embody is this. We must accept the highest self-image we can envision. And then do what? Live it. All we have to do is think about and talk about the good things that enrich our life and constantly practice an attitude of gratitude. To be thankful for the greater good before it ever shows up. As we do this and live these principles, what do we find? We find ourselves infinitely more interested and infinitely more interesting. This thing called life is waiting for your next idea. So be grateful today. Be grateful, my friends, for the life that is within you as you, and know that you have the right and ability to shift the course of your experience into a new pathway. Take the road less traveled. Know that richness is yours by right of consciousness. I just taught a class last week on the concept of richness in action. How to become one with richness. You see, you can become not only one with richness, but love. You can become a distributor and a revealer of a greater life experience. You can become an example of a great idea unfolding, if you so choose. We go back to the Renaissance period, and we see the wonderful consciousness of that time, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Michelangelo, all of these people who created the beautiful in our world, all of the beautiful things they have given to the world. This gift is still with us, inspiring us today as it inspired the people then. You can be a revealer of a greater idea. You can create a masterpiece in your life experience beyond anything you've ever known before. All you have to do is allow yourself to know that your interests are greater than they used to be, that your awareness is greater than it used to be, that your innovative capacity to create something wonderful and beautiful, even if it's just a bigger smile than you had yesterday, this is right action in action, and it is creative on so many different levels. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto yourself. Treat the world the way you want the world to treat you. Allow yourself to know that the golden rule, which is in every religion, is one that we can all practice. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. In November, our Wednesday evening program will be facilitated by the brilliant Reverend Christy Hardwick. Reverend Christy will lead a book study on The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. The biology of belief bridges the world of our mind and the world of our body into one idea of fully conscious living. Please feel free to drop in and sample the class for no charge whatsoever. We would love to have you. To find out more about Reverend Christie and her amazing talent, visit her at spiritedcontribution.com and be sure to join us Wednesdays in November. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
You see, if we plant a mental picture in our mind of what we want to do, what we desire to do, the change we desire for the better, then we become one with the consciousness of that idea, the consciousness of that vision. All of a sudden, we become the vision in action. And vision, my friend, is beyond visualization. Visualization is trying to make it happen. Vision is knowing it's true and acting as if it is. So you have an opportunity today to embody a new thought. You have an opportunity today to know that your dreams are waiting for you to come true. And as that dream comes true by means of you, you find yourself changing the reality of your experience, changing it for the better. Now, anything the mind can conceive is yours. This we are told over and over again. This has been proved over and over and over. Anything the mind can conceive, it can achieve. So, what do you have in front of you today? You have a great diversification of choices. You have before you the possibility of demonstrating change for the better in any area of your life that needs to change. And you know, when you do this and you improve your consciousness and your world and your event, everything and everyone in your world will thank you for making that choice. Good is yours today, my friends. If you want to redesign your life, redesign your thinking, and your life changes automatically. Since we are the potential of God in action, the potential of infinite mind of the creative process unfolding, this potential in every man and every woman and every body everywhere is waiting for you to begin right now to allow yourself to become a great work of art in your own experience. So set about today in the right way. Allow yourself to know that no matter how good it is, it can get better. No matter how wonderful it is, it can get better. No matter how long confusion, doubt, and fear have been there, it can disappear and the strength and vitality of the new can take its place without question. So use new patterns today, my friends. New patterns of thinking, new patterns of being, new patterns of understanding. Choose to consciously, in your own mind, construct beneficial ideas and concepts. Release yourself from any doubt or fear and know that there is something again in you that is capable of becoming anything you let it become. Let go and let God. Not make God, beseech God, or beg God. Let God. And if you don't know how, you can learn. Dr. Ernest Holmes used to point out that there's a whole lot of people out there who do what we teach naturally. And then he added, for those who don't know how, if they want to, they can learn. So my friends, allow yourself quiet receptivity today. Allow yourself to know that greater good is waiting to be born in your life today as it comes forth as a conscious acceptance. Know it's good enough to be true. Know that what you see is what you get. Remember the old comedian Flip Wilson? Flip Wilson used to say, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Well, that's not a new idea. Dr. Ernest Holmes on page 403 of the Science of Mind textbook said, thoughts of lack manifest as limitation, thoughts of abundance manifest as success and happiness. Now, that's a nice thing to say. It's not Pollyanna at all. It is, you know, it's your head in the clouds, but your feet on the ground, firmly on the ground. What you see is what you get. What you see where? In consciousness. Now, if we honor this truth and begin to investigate it, as we do on this program, every time you hear it, you will find that this statement is the realization that what you expect or see in your mind will ultimately get into your world of experience, that which is now in form first had to exist in mind. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker, in his book, The Power of Decision, says if you want to know where your world came from and everything in it, look in the mirror. And if you don't like what's in the world, change what the consciousness of that which is looking back in the mirror is doing, is being, and that is you. At any moment, we can wake up to a new idea of ourselves. There's the old adage, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do something about yourself. And again, how do we do this? Well, we do this by constantly creating an awareness that we are constantly creating all of our experiences in advance through what? The prevailing atmosphere of our thought. That which we think about, or most of the time about, will ultimately come to pass, we are told, over and over and over, both east and west. So whether it's your business, your school, your education, your creativity, your relationships, your walking forward with your significant other, your celebration of your children, the growth of your own understanding. You see, my friends, school is never out. Every day you wake up is an opportunity to learn something new, to make an A and graduate. Graduate into what? A new class, a new opportunity to grow. Now, someone asked me the other day about demonstrating more prosperity in their life. Prosperity is wonderful. Prosperity is not dependent upon the value of the dollar. It's not dependent on how much gold is worth. It is not dependent on any of that. What is it dependent on then? It is dependent on our inner belief and our ability to prosper regardless of any current economic trend, any excuse for limitation, any reason we have had up to this point. Again, inner belief is our ability to prosper. So what is your inner ability doing with you today, as you today? Prosperity is more than just enhancing your bank account. You can be prosperous in health, in love, in creativity, in new ideas, in demonstrating leadership. You see, when you choose to let go and see that your own creative mind is born to succeed, then you will know that you are ready, willing, and able to succeed in every attempt you make. There is nothing outside of your own belief that can affect you in any way. The economy of your life is dependent only on the degree of success and prosperity that you can embody in consciousness. So know this today. Understand it today and let the beautiful of it be your way today. Know that you are born to succeed in everything you attempt to do without question. Know today that the creative force of mind within you is your source of supply, and impress on the mind that made you out of itself any and every image of prosperity you need to have to know that everything you do is prospering. And then give thanks. Give thanks for the beautiful in you as you that knows what to do and how to do it, and give thanks that it is doing it right now. Again, from Dr. Holmes, on page 403, thoughts of lack manifest as limitation. Thoughts of abundance manifest as success and happiness. In Matthew 12:33, either make the tree good and his fruits good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruits corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. My friends, you are known by the fruit, or by the event that you create, the love that you let happen as your life experience. When you accept this, you are knowing in that moment that you are one with 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the children of God. Beloved, now are we the offspring of the infinite. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 485 of the Science of Mind textbook these wonderful words: the inner spirit, which is God, bears witness to the divine fact that we are sons of God, the children of the Most High. As sons of God, we are heirs to the heaven of reality. Let the reality of greater good be your way today, my friends, and know there is something wonderful happening right now, and it is you. Let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the Power of Positive Purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. To download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM. Thank you.